1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The rescue mission, now a recovery mission in Baltimore after that huge container ship rammed the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending it crumbling into the water below. ABC's Lana Moise with more.
The lights on the 95,000-ton dolly container ship went off at 1:24 a.m., turning back on with smoke before turning off again. At 1:28 a.m., the last cars drive over the bridge before the ship rams into one of the bridge supports 30 seconds later, bringing down the bridge.
Six construction workers now believed to have been killed in the collapse. Lawyers for media mogul Sean Diddy Combs are strongly denying the allegations against him and are speaking out about the raids on his homes in Los Angeles and Miami. Combs is the focus of several lawsuits accusing him of sexual assault and sex trafficking. Only one ticket sold for last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions jackpot and was sold in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News. New charges against the author of a children's book about grief, who is accused of killing her own husband. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Accused of killing her husband with a lethal dose of fentanyl at their home in Park City, Utah in March 2022, then writing and promoting a children's book about grief, Corey Richens, held without bail. New charging documents accuse Richens of another attempted murder charge for allegedly putting fentanyl in his sandwich weeks earlier on Valentine's Day. She's accused of giving him a fentanyl-laced Moscow Mule cocktail that prosecutors say killed him. She denies the charges. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thailand, a step closer to becoming the first country in Southeast Asia to legalize same-sex marriage. Lawmakers in the lower house of parliament there overwhelmingly approving a marriage equality bill. And if you want a Tesla, you're going to have to take a test drive first with the self-driving system turned on. CEO Elon Musk says potential customers need to understand how the technology works. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots, but we lost our trust. not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure. What other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wake up! Wake up!
It is time to wake up now.
Wake up! Don't sleep your life away.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away,
so
boys.
Yeah.
Okay, we will. Good morning.
That. Worst open I've
that
ever heard.
That is just fantastic.
What if somebody had their alarm set to 6:06?
Well, I think we woke them up then.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you hear that. When do you hear the full cut of Wake Up?
I don't
really want the whole thing, and we've been promising to play it, and we right. have continually forgotten to play it.
Well, we should do it this morning. Can yes. we dig out the original?
We can, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Good morning. It's John and Gordy live from Short Stack in downtown Madison, 301 West Johnson Street. We are live and local from Madison. John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Catherine Lake, and you, dear viewer and listener. Yes.
Well, this morning, the viewing is
restricted.
Is restricted only because of bandwidth. Again, you know, we're dealing with low technology in Wisconsin. Thank goodness the Republicans were on the watch.
On it already. Can't believe it.
It is Wednesday, March 27th, and 26 chilly degrees. 14 is what it feels like. A little bit of a breeze out there this morning.
It is very breezy.
Up to upper 30s later on today. It's going to be a nice day, all in all.
No, it isn't.
No?
It's going to be a lousy cold day. It should be in the 50s or 60s at this point, right? It
should be.
March?
You're crazed.
In March?
Where have you been living all your life?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now here's a guy with a spotlight on his hat, right? He's got a
walking
sock
his dog.
With a spotlight.
Yeah, he's kind of jogging.
The dog can actually guide him. You know, he doesn't need the light.
Well, light is just for, you know, so other people can see him, I think.
Oh, okay.
So you don't hit him.
Yeah. You know. Well, he's dressed in black.
He was.
Yeah.
That's not wise.
That's not a good idea.
Not a good look for nighttime.
No reflection. What the heck is he thinking?
He's got that little spotlight.
All right. Now, we have a very special moment each and every morning where we take a look at the special day of
again
the week.
Again with well, the finger. What are you doing?
Nothing. There was something in my eye. Yeah, let's take a look at the National Day Calendar.
I can't
Sam,
wait.
Hit the music, okay? Okay, what kind of day is it? Is it National Scribble Day? Is it National Monopoly Day? Is it National Little Red Wagon Day? Is it National Spanish Paella Day? Or is it National Joe Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Well, since you made us spell paella for you and help you pronounce it, I'm going to say that's accurate. What was the last one?
National Joe Day.
It's not Joe Day.
Well, you are incorrect, Catherine.
Wow,
really?
See,
the noise,
John?
Absolutely necessary.
National Paella Day. It's not National Paella Day.
It is National Paella
Day.
Why would we have discussed it all? Take
Sam,
another guess.
Do you know Sam? Does he know?
I wasn't paying attention when Gordy listed them off.
Oh, good.
As usual, when I'm talking, Sam doesn't pay any attention at all.
No,
it's not National Monopoly Day.
Okay.
Oh.
It's,
okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Gordy won.
Wait a minute.
He's
angry at us for not knowing the right answer.
Wow.
Well, that's a reversal. Okay. All right. Well, you turned it around on us.
We didn't try hard enough, John. We clearly were not on our game.
Oh, God.
It's National Scribble Day. Let's start with that one. This inspires children to do art. Believe it or not.
Yes, scribbling.
Each of us starts out as a little colorful, wrinkled up human being with eyes, nose, and sometimes a shock of hair.
Do we have to go back that far? It seems a little.
I kept all my daughter's little drawings. I loved them.
Yeah. Our personalities develop as we go.
Yeah.
We're a bit like a scribble. That's right. We're like scribbles.
We're like scribbles.
Children's scribbles become more than just scribbles when eyes and a smile are added. Mm-hmm. Somehow a personality leaps onto the page, and with it, encouragement for children to grow and express themselves.
We've done an archaeological dig on scribbling in people.
Okay. The positive result.
You don't even
what?
Hear
I don't know what
you
you're...
don't. I know you don't,
I
and you don't care.
What...
You're talking. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's...
trying to focus. It's really hard because I haven't had any coffee yet.
Oh,
I know.
Shush.
I thought you were going to bring
I'm
us coffee.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Well,
the positive result.
It.
Yes, I do.
We do.
Over here.
Buy us again.
Right over here. We're only ones over this way. Yes. Okay, go away. The positive result. Look. Oh, Nick. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Don't start.
Next up on the list for today, National Little Red Wagon Day. Did I mention that one?
You didn't. I think you're lying.
See, that was the one.
I skipped over that for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe because I never got a little red wagon when I was a child. Never had one.
Well,
their sister had one.
So you're lashing out.
I am.
Couldn't take hers because it was a girl wagon.
That's
right.
It was probably pink.
It probably was. National Little Red Wagon Day. On the last day of Wednesday, last Wednesday in March, National Little Red Wagon Day celebrates the memories in the making and the ones already made. Oh, God. Yeah. One iconic toy.
You wanted the microphone. You wanted to tell us.
One iconic toy wields the power of imagination for adults and children alike as it brings us together to explore, laugh, and play.
It's our first wheels.
It's our first wheels, by the way.
Listen to this. Okay. For nearly 100 years, the Radio Flyer has been bringing smiles to kids of all ages.
It has.
It's 100 years
it has,
old.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah.
We have a Radio Flyer at our house.
As you.
Do you have a Radio
Flyer?
A
nice red one, yeah. Yeah, bought it for the kids.
That's nice.
And it's, again, it's our first set of wheels.
Okay.
And that's why then we move into cars so easily.
That's what it is?
Yes.
You're so serious about this.
Okay.
The Radio Flyer led to cars.
Well, you know, they have the in-between vehicles that the kids get on. They sit on it. They push it with their legs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Those are kind of cool.
The trike.
All right. The next day up is National Paella Day.
Oh, thank you.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
You think?
I don't know.
Wait.
You should check.
Wait.
You are looking at Julian's pronunciation guide,
Julian's
where we look at how to pronounce better some of the most mispronounced words
he
in the world.
He takes too long.
He's just setting it up. Give him a chance.
Do you say what you're looking
it's
for today?
A little
today?
Bit of a promotion.
Where is this guy from? I don't think
France.
He's from Spain.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's right. He's the French guy.
You say more interesting but often confusing food names.
Okay, he's still leading up to it here. So it's National Paella
Day. He's never going
to
say it.
Names, so make sure to stay tuned.
Let's see if he says it correctly.
Okay.
Like we do in Wisconsin.
He's French.
As paella.
That's pretty good. Paella comes down to the sound of a Y,
essentially.
Oh, my God.
Paella.
Paella.
I know many in English say it as paella.
That would be what Gordy was saying.
Nobody would say it like
you
that.
You did.
Nobody would be stupid enough to say it like that.
Paella.
It's a rice dish from Spain.
Yes.
The paella has become very popular and it's known worldwide.
Yes.
It originated.
It's called Spanish rice.
It originated in a modern form in the mid-19th century in Valencia on the east coast of Spain. Have you been to Spain, Catherine?
I know you've traveled
all over the world.
I have. I've been to France.
Okay.
But not to Spain. Well, Germany, not Spain.
Okay. I don't know. You know, paella. Didn't they make that into some kind of boxed contained dish of some sort, right?
What are you talking
Spanish
about?
Spanish rice, rice-a-roni. They had the special versions of it.
Yes, that's an American version of paella.
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 All right. Exactly.
Paella.
You got it.
Paella.
Let's go with that.
I'm so tired of this word. I'm over it.
You know, and the scribbling thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What about it?
What about it?
You know, kids, you know, start scribbling, and it's an interesting exercise. You know, as parents, you watch intently. You try to read into it all the time.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, and Gordy and I had this discussion. My kid, one of my kids anyway, decided that scribbling was great on walls.
Oh, no.
My grandkids love to do that.
Exactly.
They see
a wall, it's just a blank canvas.
It is.
Let's go get it.
Yes.
And then they go for it, and then you know, I'm listening to him describe how all of a sudden a scribble has eyes and a mouth, and I'm thinking, yeah.
That's it.
That's on the wall.
It's on the wall.
It's on the wall with permanent marker.
It's tough.
Hey, it's one more day here. It's National Joe Day. We can relate to this one, okay? National Joe Day on March 27th encourages everyone to enjoy a cup of Joe.
No kidding.
So still, you know, 15 minutes into the show, I've had no coffee yet.
Okay.
None.
Same here, man.
Please. I knew this would piss her off and get her over there to get the damn coffee. Okay. Jeez.
Well, she'd
never leave.
Yeah, I know. We don't really need coffee.
No.
We just want her to
Take a break. Jeez. Enjoy a cup of Joe with all your friends named Joe, Joey, Joseph, and Josephine. And while you're at it, don't forget Joette and Jody and Joanna and Jody. And this is stupid. All the other variants of the name Joe. If you didn't know it, you could create quite a few nicknames from this one name. Okay.
Well,
if you didn't know it then, you know it now.
The problem with Morning Joe is he's decaf, and we just don't need decaf in the morning, you know?
Morning Joe, like
morning
Joe Scarborough?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, I bet he's got coffee
every
morning. It's probably waiting.
What? I've been gone for 10 minutes. You're still talking about coffee?
No, we were talking
about Morning Joe, for God's sake.
Yes,
we were talking about Joe Scarborough, actually.
Yeah, the Morning Joe.
And
it's Joe Day.
He probably has coffee waiting for him as soon as he walks in.
This is his big day. They're celebrating, I would assume.
That's right. Okay, well, according to the Social Security Administration, and they would know, Joseph ranked number 6 in names, in popularity from 1893 to 1899.
Wow.
I don't know why we picked those years, but anyway. That's all you really know about Joe. The other popular names, John, William, James, George, and Charles. Way back when, from 1893 to 1899.
All right.
Then it moved up to number 5. From 1911 to 2005, it ranked as number 12 or lower. Famous Joes, Joe, Joannes, populate the world.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we need to know about Joe.
Yeah.
What?
You're right. Some names just go out of style. I never thought John would.
Look what Catherine did. She brought us some coffee.
Thank you so much.
This
is the biggest damn cup of coffee I've ever seen in my life.
Why is yours bigger than mine?
Oh, my God.
That's what she... Never mind.
There's a regular over there who said he comes into Short Stack, where we are right now, all the time. Right?
Yeah.
He's a regular. And he said, I said, oh, that looks good, what you ordered. I said, is that the blind? He goes, no, it's not, but I have ordered that most of the time. And they know me to know that I don't like chocolate, so they steer me away from it.
Okay.
If it's a sweet, because it's a sweet or savory. Yes. We'll talk about it.
Okay. So is that a clue as to the...
I don't know. No, he didn't get the blind. I don't know what the blind is today.
It is 19 minutes past the hour. We are live at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson. Come on down and join us. We'll be here till 8 a.m. We're coming back. We're going to look at this day in history. Oh, boy.
And the mean farmer.
Oh, the mean farmer. You know he is.
Yeah,
you know him.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM from the capital city, broadcasting live from Madison. And we are just about a block, two blocks now away. We're at the Short Stack Eatery on State Street. Stop by if you can. We're out here enjoying big cups of coffee and Short Stacks.
I'm a pancake.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my gosh.
He's like a little boy. Look at him. He won't stop. Would you please?
Don't you like this? It's so happy and cheerful. Pancakes just make you smile.
I know.
Stop it now.
I'm a pancake.
That's what you hear every time you get a Short Stack here. That's the sound you hear.
Now I do.
This is the part that's great. He speeds up.
Wow, we never got this far in the cut.
I'm a pancake. Let's do the deep dive.
All right.
It's almost like, you know, snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies.
They got the pancakes on the griddle. The coffee is hot. Everything is happening here at Short Stack Eatery. So stop by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, should we make
We're here every Wednesday.
Big announcement?
The big announcement?
I get to make the big announcement? You don't want to announce it about yourself.
Which announcement are we going to talk about?
The big announcement?
The thing that we just heard about yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, let me do it.
Can we do this?
Yeah.
Don't be braggadocious.
We are not going to be braggadocious. Please, take it away. Be as complimentary as you'd like.
The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Yes.
Put out the winners, first, second, and third,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know which is which,
yeah.
But I'll be damned if your morning show didn't get an award for being the best morning show in Wisconsin.
There you go.
But we don't know if we're first, second, or third.
You don't. You won't find out until May.
5 months in.
May.
You are already.
Wow.
I don't know how it happened. I think Sam pulled a fast one.
And people were fighting
the ballot
us all
box.
The way.
You did.
Yeah, you're right. I bribed him.
You did. You bribed him. Yeah.
There was
a lot of money in that tape that you sent him.
Uh-huh. It's all about Sam.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice.
So we'll find out in May.
Well, and six of the radio stations owned by Civic Media won awards. WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
Won six or seven on their own.
That's the station that got all of those nominations.
Yeah, so many.
It's a great station.
WGBW did in Green Bay.
It really is a great station.
WAUK in Waukesha got one from Maggie Dawn. She got two, matter of fact.
Excellent.
You guys only got one.
We're working on it. Yeah, we're working on it.
You could have gotten best show. You could have gotten best production. There's all kinds of things. You just slacked.
Okay, so Maggie Dawn starts putting WAUK on the map.
Yes.
There in Waukesha. I got it. I was there.
Okay.
No one gave a damn.
Oh, that's right. You worked at it.
That's my first radio job on the air.
What year was that, John?
Oh, boy. Let's talk about it.
1978.
That's the same year. That was the same year I started.
Oh.
WNNO in Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Get out.
Well, see.
It's like
there's
a trip back in history.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Hey, Sam, you've got some history notes for today for the 27th day of March, right?
I do. Not
see
a ton,
the segue
but I, got a couple
I did
things.
There? See what I did?
You are very
so manipulated us.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Sam, take it away.
Cracking open the history books today.
Oh boy.
You got to crack it.
Yeah. 1912. You know the cherry trees in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Know them well.
The first of those iconic trees were planted today in 1912.
Oh.
Wow.
Japanese cherry trees. They were a gift from Japan.
Yeah. Nothing to do with George cutting
George
them
Washington.
Down when he was a kid.
No, that wasn't even true. That's just like a story.
Oh, that wasn't true?
No,
it's an urban legend.
It was created to like teach kids morals, basically.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Look how well that did.
Yes.
The baby boomers really did not learn that lesson.
Today in 1929, the first telephone was installed at the Oval Office desk. The White House had
1929.
Yeah.
Was it red?
Was it red?
Was it a princess phone?
What?
Have you heard
of a princess phone?
Yeah, I know. I remember princess phones.
It was a good question.
Okay.
I know it's much later.
Why would a princess phone?
All our first phones when we were kids were princess phones. Little, simple.
The bad thing about a princess phone is they were oval-like.
Yes.
And so they were very easy to flip over and
fly off the shelf.
And they bounced.
Just the slightest tension on the cord made it fly.
But they lived. They were strong. They were well-developed.
Well, they AT&T did a great job.
Job on the princess phone.
Of making those.
What's Bell, next?
Bell telephone. I think that's what they call it.
Yes. Yeah. Ma Bell.
What's next on that list, Sam?
Keep us in line, Cordy.
Hold on. Did you have more for us?
Because this we kind of interrupted.
I think he has a point.
This is a special one.
This one is a special one. Today, 1998. Guess what the FDA approves? The FDA approves for use Viagra.
Oh my God.
Such an exciting day.
A golden day in history.
Thank God.
Geez Louise.
1998. Yes. Okay.
Notice it's not on the chopping block, but the other pills are.
Mifepristone, yeah.
You use the word chopping block. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I can see some anger in that.
Don't get me started.
Now, I wonder if Viagra is the one that may be preventative for dementia or Alzheimer's.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Get the heck out of Dodge.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different drug. I'll just forget I said that.
Okay, but I'm going to remember and look it up later.
There you go.
Any birthdays for today, Sam?
I couldn't find a ton, but one notable one, filmmaker Quentin Tarantino, born today in 1963.
Oh.
There you go.
All right.
What are your birthdays?
He did some great movies.
What are your birthdays?
I think we're both in July.
Yeah, July. Right.
Mine's July 7th.
And mine is the 14th.
And do you know who else was born on your birthday? I mean, any celebrities, anything like that?
No.
Mine was Ringo Starr.
Oh, of course you know that. Yeah. Of course.
Beetle.
Mr. Beetle.
Of course, Mr. Beetle
Mr.
over
Mr.
here.
Mr. Beetle over there.
Also, Doc Severinsen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And who else?
Gustav Mahler.
We could go on forever.
But it doesn't matter.
I should have probably memorized the people who were born on my day.
I'll bet. What is it, the 14th?
14th.
All right. Well, we'll dust off the books and see who... Who was also born. How about your birthday? Let's see. It's February 13th, isn't it?
How do you remember that?
Because it's the day before Valentine's Day.
Everything is stuck in your head.
I know.
It is.
It's a sickness.
Isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit later on, in fact, in just about a half hour, we'll reveal the key word for the 7 o'clock hour for a Ride into Spring contest. It's been going on here for about a week and a half, and we've got a lot of winners that have gotten overnight stays at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, and you could be next. So listen, after 7 o'clock, we'll reveal today's 7 o'clock keyword.
And what does that mean? How do they deal with it?
They
please?
Text that in. You have to have the Civic Media app, and that's free. You can download it at the Google Play Store, Apple Store, or wherever you can download apps, Civic Media app. You go on the app, you pick the radio station, and we would prefer WMDX, but there's plenty of Civic radio stations you can get on there with the app, and you get on the app, and you go to the text button, and you text the keyword. I'm not going to reveal that keyword until just after 7
o'clock.
We
just turned the paper over.
I've got it right over here.
He won't even let us see it.
Actually, it's not right here.
I got
my stack of stuff.
You
okay.
know, I've got a great idea.
What's that?
John and Gordy Media, Civic Media app. John and Gordy Civic Media app. So we could
Why?
Then we could charge something.
Oh, my God.
You can make some money on this thing?
I'm thinking Trump here now. You know, we tag our name on stuff. We can start branding it.
And
make some cash out of this thing.
I like how you're thinking.
I'd like the John and Gordy sneakers.
John
on the left, Gordy on the right, or vice versa.
We got to get you on a cereal box.
Now you're talking.
That's what we're talking
Good
about.
Idea, Sam.
What cereal would that be?
Rice Krispies.
I like Rice Krispies.
Rice. Snap, crackle.
And
Gordy.
Pop.
And Gordy.
John.
All right.
Pop.
Hey, we're just getting started. We're coming right back up to news, weather, and sports. John and Gordy.
And Mean Farmer.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Better bring your A game this week when it comes to risk management. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. A couple big reports coming out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, explains their importance.
Well, there's a couple major reports during the year that are the major goalpost setters, and this is one of them this week, which is the USDA planting intentions report. What are they going to be those forecasted planted acres for corn, soybeans, and wheat, as well as other crops? That comes out on Thursday at 11 o'clock Central Time. And again, it resets the goalpost basically for the next 6 months or next handful of months until we get the June plantings numbers, where we see where the numbers actually are. And then we get the third report like this in September, you know, the final plantings numbers.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. So the bullseye on Thursday for the release of those key USDA reports. Markets are getting prepared for those numbers. They're lower this morning. Numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Barrel cheese on Tuesday went up 0.75 cents to 143 3/4. 40-pound block cheese drifted 0.25 cents lower at 142.5. Double A butter was down 3.25 on Tuesday to 283 a pound. This morning, our April Class 3 milk's down 7 at 15.78. The May milk closed a nickel stronger at 16.37. Currently, December corn's down 4 at 4.64. November beans down 3 at 11.87. July wheat's down 2 at 5.57. Don't forget, now is the time to become a rainfall reporter partner with the National Weather Service. Some critical geography that needs rainfall reporters include Lang Lade, Monroe, Pepin, Washera, and Vilas counties. You can get involved today. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. That's WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org and participate. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I just don't have time to clean my apartment. I know it's tiny, but Luna leaves her hair everywhere, and you know how I feel about toilets.
Why don't you call Easy Enough Cleaning, a professional insured cleaning service that does it all?
I'm so picky. How will I know if their products won't harm my dog or the ecosystem?
Easy Enough Cleaning has products that are environmentally safe and pet friendly. Plus, she'll give you a free estimate within 25 miles of their business.
Sold.
Call Easy Enough Cleaning today, 608-279-0751.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, what's up?
John Peterson.
Party!
Young!
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
As the show begins, the waste management truck has pulled up.
Right on time.
It's the John and Gordy show.
Yeah, come over this way. We got plenty of junk for you here. Bunch of crap.
Oh, wait. They're telling us wait for the dumpster fire.
Oh, that's right. Dumpster fire Friday. Coming Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
It's where we clean out our files. And any story that wasn't just quite good enough for air, we get rid of.
Like, put it on the air.
We put it on the air and then we burn it.
I know. It's like a 5-inch volume of old stories that we really just have to dump.
Yeah. Okay.
Eventually. But we want to get to the Mean Farmer. And we haven't
heard
from him in a whole day.
After you tell them who the heck you are, WMDX. I never get to say that. Welcome to the short stack.
Wasn't that in your
John
intro?
And Gordy.
Okay.
No. Yes.
Only if she's keeping track.
That's right. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy and Catherine.
Good job.
Said the official way.
Okay.
And that's why we're in the running for best morning show in the state.
Right.
That's right. You are. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association has called it.
Yeah.
Your colleagues. It's kind of like what are the not the Oscars but the other ones that are the colleagues that make the
like the Golden Globes or what are you talking
Globes
about
that are done by their own colleagues
I think that's the foreign press.
Yeah, we're idiots. It was your colleagues in other states that they heard clips that probably Sam sent in.
That's amazing because we've pissed off so many of our colleagues over the years. I'm amazed that they even remember who we are.
It probably wasn't anybody in Indiana.
We don't have a long list of colleagues. Let's just put
and
it
co-workers,
that way.
Yeah.
All right.
How many radio co-partners have you had?
You asked me that.
So sensitive.
A bunch. We promise not to tell.
I don't think that's what
he meant. Oh, not that?
No,
oh, okay.
Radio partners.
Never mind.
Well, radio partners, they kept changing on me, and I blame it on myself. I have a horrible abrasive personality.
Yes,
so I'm assuming
nobody
everybody tried to leave.
Everybody
tried to leave right away.
Did you leave Vicki McKenna, or did Vicki McKenna leave you?
How did that work out? I think it was an agreement. I think I was called into the program director's office for him to tell me that they were just going to give the show to her and for me not to show up. I think that's what he was going to say, but I preempted it by saying,
I quit.
I am not going to fill in for her. No way when she's on vacation. I am not supporting a right-wing show just to keep the audience there alive and well
for
her
you.
To come back.
Yeah.
So I quit.
You threw your headphones against the wall and said, that's it. Yeah.
And here she remains after all these years doing her
survived.
Thing.
Yeah, she's been there forever.
I know. And she just makes everything up.
Yeah.
Just everything is at a fevered pitch.
Oh.
I mean, if you ever listen to the program, everything is a panic.
Really? Okay.
Every topic is a panic, and we really have to do something about it. And she is just a real head case.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow,
can't
okay.
Say that.
Throw
she
it
lives
down.
Here
but
town.
But then again, I'm thinking somewhere along the way, we should have a reunion.
Yeah, we should invite her down here to Short Stack, next Wednesday.
The Vicki McKenna, John Peterson upfront reunion.
Yeah, you could just sit down and, hash it all out.
I will
go
her my
through
chair.
The memories.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I will relinquish my chair.
All right. Let's send out an invitation to her.
I will hyperventilate and curl up in a corner someplace in the fetal position and not say a word for another week.
Okay. Well, maybe it's not a good
Are
idea.
Are you traumatized by that job or what?
Okay. We need to workshop
again,
this thing.
As I always told Ann, my wife, it was like being locked in a shark cage for 3 hours. A shark that smoked.
Oh
really?
Yeah. Wow,
how long did you last as a morning team?
A team, it was just a year.
Oh,
it was just
a year.
One year.
That's all you could take, huh?
Longest year of your life.
Longest year. So a very long time.
It was bitter. It was cruel.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to get to the Mean Farmer.
He's
been waiting all this time.
My favorite.
Yeah. So what is he
getting
for
distracted? You know, we have a real problem.
We do. We can't keep on track
ADHD
at all.
ADHD mornings with John and Gordy.
That's it. Exactly. That should be one of the. It's intros.
It's like we're driving down the interstate at 85 miles an hour. Oh, let's get off at this exit.
Exactly.
All right. See what's over there.
That's right.
And then we get back on. Let's stop at the rest stop
that's
over
right.
here.
And there's a topic we haven't talked about. Let's go over there first before we get to the one we said we were going to talk about.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the again, we're distracted. Let's just take it away with a mean farmer.
Yeah.
He's got some sadness going here.
Come on, mean farmer.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, a country funeral. Finally, something that moves slower than I do on the highway. Oh, excuse my laughter, it's not funny. It's a sad day. Let me get a hold of myself. Oh, my neighbor Mel, he keeled over a couple of days ago. Oh, no, he didn't die. He just fainted. It was apparently too hot for him under the welding hood, and he passed out, see? Unfortunately, though, he was on top of the barn welding the weather vane at the time. Fortunately, he was wearing a safety line. Unfortunately, he got tangled up in all the welding lines and the welding tanks. It sort of got wrapped up with him. All that weight snapped that safety line like a piece of used dental floss. Oh, fortunately, though, his fall was stopped right at the edge of the barn roof. Unfortunately, it was stopped by a power line. Fortunately, the force of the 30,000-volt shock blew up the welding tanks on his back there. And boy, it's just like a rocket, like a human rocket. Blasted him clear over the pavement. Boy, if he'd fallen on that pavement, that would have hurt. And he landed right in the middle of a soft haystack. Unfortunately, there was a pitchfork in the haystack.
No.
Ooh, bet that's small.
No.
Hey, even then, he was still alive. But, well... Well, I backed over him with a truck. I was there installing an electric squirrel zapper for his old maid sister at the time, but I couldn't see him because she was in the back of the truck making Barbara Bush faces at me from the bed of the truck through the rear cab window. She's a strange woman. You know, I really wish they hadn't opted for an open coffin. I don't know.
Oh.
He didn't look anything like himself or anyone else, as far as I know. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's scare the guy in the tiny little funeral escort car with a great big farm truck and an air horn. You know, I think Mel might have kind of looked like Arsenio Hall, at least the hair, sort of. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get a hold of myself.
Nice to know he can control
I'm worried
himself.
About him.
He seems sad, I think. It's maybe a little sad.
Just a little.
Don't look at me. I'm not talking about the mean farmer.
Why not?
I have nothing to do with him.
What? Okay.
I'm out. I'm out.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like the mean farmer?
Dork.
Yeah.
He's a dork. You know that you like him.
You know it. Oh, you know.
All right.
I think we're all going to start talking like that fairly soon.
it's happening.
Yeah. 6:42. Hey, the John and Gordy hotline is open. You can call us while we're here at Short Stack on Johnson, 301 West Johnson, the corner of Johnson and State Street, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK.
That's,
all right.
That's it. Right.
Call.
All right. Now, all right, let's get to a little little politics here, of course, on the show. On this Joe Day, right?
Yeah, it is Joe Day.
It's Joe Day today.
Yeah.
House Republicans have revealed their governing plan for America. That's true. That's true. They're kind of hanging around the House, and they're talking, and they're saying, hey, you know what? We got kind of a plan going here.
Really?
Let's ride this.
It's about time.
And they jotted it down.
Scribbled it.
Exactly.
He's got a pen.
It's a work in progress.
And here's just a sampling of that plan. They have a national plan on all abortions being banned in the country.
Okay.
And they've added IVF to it.
No kidding.
Vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
I just love talking about people getting into my area.
Yep. And then they also thought, hey, this is a good idea. Make huge cuts to Medicaid. Right. They want people to work for their health care. I mean, they can't get anything free in this country, and certainly not better health.
And they're after birth control and everything.
Yes, smaller cuts to Social Security and Medicare because they got to save a little bit of money for those big $5 trillion tax cuts that they want to put in place. There you go. That's their plan.
For
that's
the rich
it.
Folks.
No, I'm honestly, yeah. Seriously,
yeah.
That's the plan.
Okay.
So that's what they're looking at. And by the way, just to add to it, I found this addendum to it in another story. Yeah. The real centerpiece of the Republican agenda is for fiscal sanity. And it's a 54% cut to Medicaid, CHIP, and Obamacare. So that's a huge
plan.
Cut. Yes.
That's the plan.
You know, we all have this in common. Everybody has this in common. We don't want corporate businesses taking everything out of our pockets.
Right.
Tax breaks and all that.
Yeah, that cuts right across the board.
There's a survey that was put out. And you know, there's millions of surveys and polls, but nearly 3 in 5 Americans across the board are uneasy about their personal financial situations.
Yeah, I believe
everybody.
That. Mm-hmm.
And that's,
have that in common.
I think that's by plan by the Republicans to keep everybody a little bit on edge, to make them little nervous, make them tense enough to be easily frightened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
fear,
so
fear,
I think
that's going to get.
Yeah.
Fear works.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
fear,
so they,
uncertainty, doubt.
And so everybody's just going to sit there and thank God.
Yeah.
You know, to be glad that they have what they have instead of saying, you know, I could make my life better or they could make my life better or I pay my taxes for that. Can you do something? Nah. We've got tax cuts for that. You know, really, it's that trickle-down theory, voodoo economics. Things, these are names they came up with. You know, it's not something I came up with to label these bad programs. They thought that was the better description.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo economics. Yeah.
Voodoo.
Thank you for that one. That was George H.W. Bush.
That's right.
Herbert
coining
Walker.
That little term.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he calling Reagan out on that while they were running against each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
those were the days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calling him out.
Now, you got a story about Donald Trump, right?
I do.
Something new?
He's coming to Wisconsin.
Yeah. When is that?
Next week.
Green Bay?
Tuesday or Wednesday? What day was that?
I think it is Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday?
I think he's going to be here for the primary.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's kind of
sway the primary a little bit. Wisconsin. And Green Bay, I guess, is Republican enough for him to show up without any possibility of being, you know, in danger.
Yep.
I bet civic media will have some coverage of that.
Do we want to go up there and check it out? Just talk to a few magas?
We got a station up there.
We do. Let's send Pete Schwabba.
That'd be great.
Oh, let's send Pete. Make Pete do it.
I like that idea.
Oh, done.
Yeah, Pete could bring up some of the cameo appearances of Trump in movies.
In
television shows.
Go with the movie angle. He'll be sure to get an interview.
Oh, there you go.
Great idea.
Hasn't he been in a couple of things?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
What was the big one? They tried to take him out after,
he said that he had to be in the movie or that he would not allow them to be in his building.
Yeah, that was the deal. Which movie was that?
Was that
it was a big one. All right, we're gonna do some digging. Got a couple
of
minutes
Fresh
here.
Prince
Home
of
Alone
Bel-Air.
Was that? Home Alone?
I think it was a Home Alone.
One of the.
Yeah. I don't know.
Iterations of Home Alone.
Home Alone.
The Celebrity Apprentice. No, we know about that. Where's the movies?
Right.
Well, we'll find it.
We'll keep digging.
Yeah. We're so on.
But
on the
ball. He's got a new idea, right? A new branding idea?
He's got a new branding idea, and we're going to get to that in
all just
a few moments.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he likes to sell his name to certain things. And in this case, he says he's not going to make any money for his campaign at all on this one. That's why he's debuted it immediately after some of these court decisions. Mm. Well, I think he's got some money coming in from this situation. Again, this is the most egregious of all branding names.
All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Yes, all right. We'll get you on the edge of your chair. What is it? What is John talking about?
People might have seen it yesterday. It kind of blew up on the internet.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to reveal it now or 60 seconds from now?
Tease it. Okay. Let's just make sure.
Really,
him
everybody
along.
Knows. You know,
string
he's...
him along. It's not
okay. Okay. I'm not going to. I won't say exactly. Well, yes, I am going to say it. Okay.
Either say it or don't say
it. It's a Trump Bible.
Okay.
Okay. Can we hear more about that later?
It's not the King James Bible anymore.
Oh,
it's Donald Trump Bible.
Well, it is kind of, but really, it's the
Trump
Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. All right. It is 6:48, cloudy, and it is 26 degrees. Feels like 14. Highs today in the upper 30s. John and Gordy with Catherine Lake at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, live from the state capitol. We're coming right back.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio, WMDX.
Wow.
You never know what you're going to see FM. On State Street.
Neon
1580
scooter.
AM. This is like being in Tron. This is that Tron guy again.
Yeah, we saw him last week. Didn't we see him?
Tron guy. Turn on 92.7.
Hey, buddy. He's got a helmet on. He's got the backpack.
Look at him.
He's knee pads.
He's complete.
And he is also not paying any attention to us.
What do you call those kind of scooters? They're kind of, they got a little motor in them.
Electric.
Two-wheeled scooters.
Okay.
Some kind of electric neon.
It's
kind of
cool.
I am going to get my Segway out this spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I have a human transporter. Wow. I used to sell them, for God's sake.
She used to work at Segway.
Wow. I started the first tour in the United States on Segways. I'm sorry.
That's
I did.
Amazing.
So why didn't it catch on?
Because it was too expensive.
Okay.
And
what was the price?
Ready. About $5,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay.
My dad got one because my brother won one in a just totally coincidental, ironic moment.
Okay.
And he sent it to my dad, and he was a walking paraplegic, right? So he had a very pronounced limp. He hopped on that Segway. He was 12 feet tall and going 12 miles an hour.
Wow.
Loved it.
Really?
Loved it.
It's kind of limited as to where you can ride on it, right?
No, it's actually covered by the EPAMD.
Oh, it is.
It's like an electric wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
It is covered. I had to make that happen in Chicago.
Can you go up one, like a small curb in a Segway?
Stair?
Or does it have to? Okay.
It's a complicated thing. We can talk about it another time. I mean, we'll plan ahead. I'll bring it in.
Actually, Sam just alerted us. We have a text about you, Catherine.
Oh, for God's sakes. Not about Segway, I hope.
No, but it is about your past. So.
Yeah.
Sam?
From Bud in Janesville. First of all, he says he really enjoys listening to the award-winning show.
Oh,
thank you.
The WBA award.
Very
oh, that's
exciting.
Go right to
very
their
exciting.
Heads.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then he goes on to say that he listened to you, Catherine, years ago when you were broadcasting in Madison, then in Chicago. He says he was and still is a huge John Williams fan. Not sure who he's referring to, but
he's the best host ever. He's on WGN.
Been there for a long time.
How dare you say that?
Mainly does.
Sorry. He's not in Wisconsin.
He enjoys hearing you again now on WMDX. And
thank you, Bud. Thank you. I'm only here one day a week, and that's not even gonna last.
Oh, really?
We're kicking her off.
Oh my God.
I told her. That's it.
Yeah.
You're stealing
John
a show.
Gave you
every
the walking
time.
Papers?
Okay. Oh, I want to read the next text. I'm on it now. Please don't do the mean farmer anymore, guys.
You texted that in.
Maybe. It diminishes the show, and it's not funny. You guys are too good for that kind of stuff. Oh, that's a left-handed compliment, isn't it?
Well, okay, the mean farmer.
Now you're going
to
think about
give
it.
Him
aren't
his
you?
Walking
we've
paper.
Gotten so many good comments about the mean farmer.
Oh, you have?
We have. You know, look.
You're making that up.
You don't like it. It's just a short segment.
It's an acquired taste.
Deal with, if you can listen to some of the funny things that megas say, then you can also listen to the mean farmer.
No, you're right. There is a connection there.
As somebody who grew up in a very rural area, and who, like, there are actually people like the mean farmer there. It's funny because I can make fun of it, and it's like a little bit of my own background, but it's also not right? me at all.
And you bring up a really good point. This guy knew farming.
Yes.
So it's not a slam at farmers at all. It's just a farmer who is actually mean.
There are a lot of characters that are farmers. You get out in the the sticks there. I've met a ton of them, and there are a lot of characters, you know, not like the mean farmer, but they just, you know, they have a wry sense of humor.
Where the sticks about come things. From? Where the sticks come What you say?
Out in the sticks. Is that, out is in
that,
the boonies.
Is that okay, see, that's derisive, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know where it came from.
No, I don't.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's derisive.
Yeah.
You don't take offense at that, Sam?
No.
Boonies. Boonies, you might think, is not so good.
I think country people have a great way of making fun of themselves as much as they make fun of city people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, exactly.
So I don't think it's...
We all watched Green Acres and thought it was exceptionally funny.
That was one of the great shows.
It really was.
It's so funny.
It explains so much.
It really is. It holds up
it
really
does.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Forever.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Help me, someone.
Oh, come on.
Is it
Eddie
Peterson?
Albert?
The Peterson guy? The
Ava Gabor?
Who was
hilarious.
The DNR guy or something. Oh. And he always kind of rephrased what he said prior to what he just said, and then he said, "No." Honestly, it was one of the great shows.
It really was. It had great writing in it.
And like you say, it holds up over time.
It does not hold up.
You haven't seen. You don't even know what we're talking about. You've never seen Green Acres.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God, Sam! You are an enabler.
Yes, play it.
You are an enabler.
The theme sets it up. The theme sets the whole show up. This is the day, back in the day, where the TV theme
a rich guy,
set
like
it all. Here
Donald
we go.
Trump went out to the country.
Here's is the place to be. Woo-hoo. Living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide.
I got video
Manhattan,
of that.
Just give me that countryside.
Here comes Ava.
New York is where I'd rather stay. Oh, get allergic smelling hay. Just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
here we
okay,
go.
Okay.
We kind of got
no,
the idea.
Chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
All right.
It's almost done.
Oh, he still wants to hear it.
Fantastic.
I want you to know that Gordy mouthed every single word of
I that. Love
he
that
lived
show.
It. He just lived
I
it.
Lived
He's
it.
A kid unfortunately, in a candy store. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have a camera on it this morning.
That was it.
He performed.
Yeah. Yes.
And everybody, well, there's a whole crowd of people in
outside
front of the window, now.
They got it.
Yeah. Yeah, that is just something. Well, we're sorry about that.
So Green Acres, it was kind of a takeoff on the Beverly Hillbillies. It was kind of the reverse of Beverly Hillbillies.
It was the reverse of that.
Because Beverly Hillbillies, the poor country people struck oil, they went to Beverly Hills. And then they came out with Green Acres, where the rich people went from the city out into the country.
Never That's occurred right. to me that those two yeah. were related.
And actually, I think Green Acres was the better show.
Oh, it was the better show.
It had great characters.
They were both good shows, but Green Acres holds up because it's just surreal. It's like a different world.
It was like Hee-Haw before Hee-Haw. But much better. Much better.
And they lived right next to Hooterville.
Hooterville. Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's right. It was a spinoff, kind of. Yeah,
Hooterville. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Hooterville. I wonder what creative genius came up with that.
Who was the store manager?
God.
No, there's no such thing as Hooterville.
Drucker. No, I can't.
You're making stuff up now. There's no Hooterville.
Yes.
That's not
in
true.
In the show. In
Get
the
out.
Show.
In the Petticoat Junction show.
Petticoat Junction.
Oh, it was
That was
part
set
of,
in Hooterville.
All right, whatever.
Yep.
With the three
Contest coming
sisters.
Up at 7 o'clock.
I'm sure people...
Contest at 7 o'clock. And
just...
I'm moving on.
Glued to their radios listening.
<I'm> so dumb.
Let's talk about shows most people haven't seen.
We're live at the Short Stack. John and Gordy and Catherine. We're coming back after news, weather, and sports. Stick with us.
And the Bible.
The keyword coming up.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her